Hey everyone, welcome back. It's the School for Grown-Ups podcast, Life According to a 30-something Community College Freshman. I'm your host, Adam Deacon, the aforementioned Community College Freshman. And I got a good show for you today. First, I want to thank everyone who checked out episode one. I can't thank you guys enough for listening to me just do my thing on the first one there. And for anyone who isn't already, please follow the podcast on Twitter, School for Grownups. It's, at school, the number four, grownups. Go give us a follow. That's where I'll throw up the new episodes when they come out. I got a website in the works right now. Haven't gotten around to finishing it. I've been busy doing my other podcast, Numb Bills Fan, with my best bud, Dave Palermo, going to school. Whatever. It'll be done soon. And the domain's registered. It's just not up yet. It's going to be schoolforgrownups.com. Just like the Twitter, school the number four grownups. Keep an eye out for it. Coming soon. All right, so for those who didn't check out my first episode, let me get you up to speed here. I live in Western New York. I'm 32 years old. I dropped out of high school at age 16, and for a lack of better terms, have been a fuck-up most of my adult life. 6 years ago, I was blessed with a son. To add to the mix here, I'm a single father of a six-year-old boy, Hoya James Deacon. That's my little man, light of my life. And I recently have decided to bite the bullet and go back to school. And this podcast is kind of going to chronicle both ends of the journey, sort of the ups and downs that led me to here, as well as my journey getting back into the education system after over a decade and a half. It was 16 years between the time I dropped out and the time I signed up for college, with no sort of formal classroom-based anything in between. So, okay, going back to episode one, I had the jitters last time. It was the night before my first day of class. And, I spoke on how I was, already kind of hating the standing in line, doing all the paperwork aspect of college. But to be fair, I didn't know what to expect. It had been a long time, and I might have made a bigger deal. I definitely made a bigger deal out of it in my mind than I needed to. It was new. It was a new experience for sure going in there. I started class Wednesday morning, and kind of true to form, like I said earlier, for lack of better terms, I've been a little bit of a fuck up. All right, so first day of school, definitely missed my first class. I had sociology at 8 a.m. I live about 20 minutes away from the college. My first class was at 8. I left my house at about 20 after 7. I left myself 40 minutes to get there. I figured 20 minutes to drive, 10 minutes to get there, 10 minutes to find my class, so on and so forth. I knew there's some traffic and some parking. It's a big school. I mean, for a community college, it's a large student body, lot of people everywhere. So I tried to leave myself ample time. Well, wrong, no. Lot of construction between where I live and where the school lives. Drive that usually took me 20 minutes took me just better than an hour getting in there. I got into the school parking lot at about 8:25. Now, my sociology class, it's a 50-minute class, 8 to 8:50. So I started thinking about it, and, again, if you listen to episode one, I had a bit of anxiety going into this. So I had to choose. Do I want to be the guy who comes into a 50-minute class 30, 35 minutes late, you know, by the time I actually get to the doorway of the classroom. And I mean, this is where I probably made a bigger deal of it than I needed to. It's community college, whatever. But I said, nah, I don't want to go in there late. Oh, excuse me. Everyone looking at me. Like, I decided I'd much rather just go with the idea of being a fresh face on the second day of class. Okay, so I ended up having my first class at 11 o'clock, and it was Survey of Mathematics. So, getting to that class, it kind of put my nerves, you know, all my uneasiness to bed. I got there, I found the room, the class ahead of me was just finishing up. Everyone filtered out, and then, you know, there was a couple other people standing around in the hallway. And they went in and just grabbed a desk. So I said, all right, well, so you go in, you find a seat. And it really was as simple as that. I mean, you know, it felt weird to me. You know, most of the people coming into this are coming right off of high school. They're kind of still in that groove. They go to their class, they sit down, whatever. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of differences between high school classes and college classes, but for every difference, there's probably three fucking similarities. So I'm hanging out. Professor in this class definitely looks like he's younger than me. I mean, I didn't ask. I don't know how old he is, but he probably isn't quite 30 yet. So I was like, oh shit. And, you know, thankfully there was another grown up in my class. Not that high school graduate, 17, 18, 19 year old. I want to call them kids. You know, that's an adult, but it feels so young to me. When I look back on my mentality when I was 18 years old, holy shit, what a mess. I mean, I was all over the fucking place. And as many of these people probably are, they haven't had 10, 15 years to reflect on the decisions that they're making now, you know. So I get in there, and, you know, it's first day of class. They hand out the little materials. Here's what you need for the class. What is it called? The syllabus? Stupid fucking word right there. You know. But it's the college verbiage. I guess I better get used to it. Start hanging with it, start using it. So they give the little syllabus and say, you know, the cool thing about this is the guy's like, if you want to buy the book, buy the book. If you want to buy an old version of the book, that's fine. If you don't buy the book, whatever. You can still pass. Like, you know, the guy was straight up about what it took to get through that class and, you know, seemed pretty relaxed. It was a nice environment. Nice spacing between the desks, wide aisles, you know, you got enough room to put another row of desks in between each row of desks, basically, which wasn't the case in my other classes, and I'm going to get to that. So math, you know, again, we didn't really do anything. It was just kind of sitting there listening to what this dude expects out of the class going into the semester. And I mean, pretty laid back dude. He's, you know, he's not going to drop you till you miss. I think he's had six classes. The other two classes I was in was your fourth class you're dropped and your third class you're dropped, I think. So hopefully that sociology class I missed is pretty laid back too. I don't know. I didn't stop by. I haven't met the teacher yet. I don't know what to think, but math was straight. After math, I had college composition right behind it. So I went and found that room, and oh my god, this classroom was tiny. I didn't count, but I think we had like five rows of desks, maybe five or six deep. So between 25 and 30 students, I mean, this room was packed. There wasn't an empty desk anywhere. And again, I mean, just tiny aisles. I felt like the walls were caving in on me. And I don't know if that's because I had a little extra anxiety about English class. Because, you know, I want to say I struggled with it in high school, but it's not really fair to say because I just didn't care and I just didn't go and I just didn't give a shit. But I had this weird extra layer of anxiety about taking English. And then I actually got through the placement testing and scored really high and got bumped up to advanced English. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm so nervous about with community college. Truthfully, I'm looking around and I don't want to pass judgment on anyone I don't know, but some of these people I see at school, they don't look smart enough to tie their own fucking shoes. So I think I'm going to do just fine. So again, English class was very similar to math in the regard that we just kind of went over what the course was going to be about, what books I needed to get, which I don't know. I guess they circulated some list of that. Some people already had the books. This was the first I heard of any of the books I need, any of that stuff. So maybe I'm bad at college. Maybe there's a bunch of like introductory information that I skipped over or missed. So maybe I'm off to a terrible start. I don't even fucking know. But English was okay. The teacher, he seems a little bit more uptight than the math guy. Definitely been at it a little bit longer. Very, very cut and dry. Basically, if you want to be there, do the work, get the grade. If you don't want to be there, drop the class is how he looks at it. And I can't say I would probably run my ship any differently, you know, if it were my class. But I say that now, and then I'd probably be like, oh, man, no, don't worry about it. Just hand it in next time, you know. Oh, it's okay, you missed class. Just show up next week, you know. And so who knows how I would really run a class. That's not – we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. If I get through community college and I want to keep going and become a teacher someday – I'm sure I'll make a podcast about that, too. I'm probably just going to start podcasting about everything I do. I'll probably make a podcast about podcasting at some point. Who knows? All right, so last class of the day, after English, immediately after English, I go down to Spanish. Now, I didn't want to take Spanish. I tried taking Spanish when I was in high school. It was full. I got stuck in French. I didn't give a shit about French. I don't remember a lick of that crap. This time, I didn't want to take Spanish. I was hoping I could get in on Japanese. Now, I know that sounds like you hear Japanese. What the fuck? Who's going to take Japanese? It's a difficult language. But yeah, I'm a fucking nerd. There's some like Japanese video games and cartoons and shit that I would definitely try to like check out once I at least could understand a little bit of what was being said, you know. But by the same token, I also had a child with a Puerto Rican woman. My son is half Puerto Rican. Her family speaks Spanish. My little man, he's learning. He knows more than I do already. I figure, all right, Spanish, fine. That's where you got an opening for foreign language. Let me sit in there. Let me get on the same page as my boy. That way he's not, like, over here in Spanish, like, oh, hey, fuck you, dad, you fucking asshole, you know? And I'm just like, huh? Oh, that's nice, you know? And so, Spanish, that was cool. Funny I brought up my son's mother. My Spanish teacher actually reminds me of her mother, you know, my mother-in-law while we were married. Well, we're technically still married, not divorced. Not that anyone gives a shit about any of this, but yeah, we've been separated 5 years. But my Spanish professor definitely reminds me of my mother-in-law, like a lot, the way she looks, the way she talks, just her mannerisms. But my initial impression of that class too, it was a little bit more fun than the other two. There was like a participation, go around, say your name, say what you know about Spanish. Like, there was a little bit of class interaction, which the first two classes I went to, there was none, like, kind of just like a quick attendance in the English thing was, you know, saying, oh, hey, I'm here, is about as much interaction as I got. And that's going to be what keeps me interested. All right. So I made it through day one. I had the day off today. It was a stressful fucking day. I was trying to get some hours in at this pizza shop I work at, kind of here and there as needed, delivering pizzas. Snapped a ball joint on my car. Freaking had to get that thing towed off. Just went home and kind of said, fuck it today. Kind of just had a fuck it day. Did my reading for English class. Kind of a snooze fest. But what fucking ever. It's the first little introductory packet. Hopefully it gets better. We're reading Fahrenheit 451. At least I'm familiar with what that is. I know something going into this at least. So we'll see how it goes. I got class here at 8 a.m. I'm going to get in on that sociology I missed out on last time. It's about 4 in the morning now. I slept a little bit. I'm up. Gonna hopefully hit stop on this, upload it, get back in bed for a couple of hours. And when I say a couple, I mean literally a couple. I'm not going to be strolling up late for the sociology class again. I really want to see what this is all about. Out of the four classes I'm taking on campus, I'm also taking Intro to Mass Media online, which I need to dive into here. But so far, that's the one I'm most interested in, because I feel like I know the least about what they're going to teach me in a sociology class. Like, I've had a math class before. I'm going to go over algebra and geometry. Like, I get that. You know, English, reading and writing, Spanish, basic conversational fucking Spanish. I'm going to be talking about what my name is and what I like to do. You know, it's going to be the same beginner crap that I did with French in 8th grade or whatever. So we'll see what's up with sociology. Yeah, so I'll be back in the next day or two with another episode, you know, second day of school, end of the first week, whatever. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, School for Grownups. That's School for Grownups on Twitter. Schoolforgrownups.com will be coming real soon. You can check me out on my other podcast that I do with my boy Dave Palermo about the Buffalo Bills. It's called Numb Bills Fan. That's at numbillsfan.com. That podcast, this podcast, both available on iTunes, Podbean, whatever other app you might use to check out podcasts. And if you're looking for it somewhere and you're not finding it, you know, this show's not up on SoundCloud yet, for instance. If there's somewhere else you'd like me to host this that would be easier for you to listen to, you know, hit me up on Twitter or whatever. Again, my handle is School for Grownups. That's School, the number 4, Grownups. Or you can hit me up on my personal account that I use for Numbills Fan. That's Numbills Adam D on Twitter as well. Whatever you prefer. So that's about it. I'm your host, Adam Deacon, and this has been episode 2 of School for Grownups podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.